Good morning. I have a test for you. Do you know the ancient church's Easter greeting? He is risen?
He is risen indeed.
Good. What a difference a day makes. Even in our lives, there are days that make a difference. It might be the day that you meet the person you're going to marry. Maybe the day that you graduate or you get your first call. Or maybe one of those bad days. You're diagnosed with cancer or Parkinson's, Down syndrome. But even these days have limited influence maybe on us and surely not on the entire world that we live in. But God says there are 2 days that make a difference. The first day is that day almost 6,000 years ago when Eve ate of the forbidden fruit, gave to her husband, he did eat. Sin ruined God's perfect creation. And with sin came death. So Paul summed it up in Romans 5, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned. What a difference this day made in our lives. But the second day that makes a difference in our lives and the lives of the entire world happened about 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ rose physically from the dead on Resurrection Day. The resurrection chapter is 1 Corinthians 15. Paul is dealing with Corinthian city of Corinth, Greece, Greek culture, learning religion, taught that the physical body was an impediment, something to get rid of. And they had this view of life as almost being pure intellect or spirit, something like the nirvana of the Eastern religions. And so this congregation in Corinth had trouble grasping and believing in a resurrection of the physical body. Paul uses a negative to accentuate the positive. He says, what a difference it would be if there were no bodily resurrection. Jesus has not been raised from the dead. And if Christ is not raised, your faith is futile. My preaching has been useless. Worse than that, it's been a lie. You're still in your sins. And then those who have fallen asleep believing in Jesus have perished. But then the apostle goes on. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead and become the first fruits or the pattern of those who have fallen asleep, those who have died believing in Jesus. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
However, Resurrection Day extends from Jesus' resurrection to a day in the future, because death seems to still be around. One of the juxtapositions that I remember visiting my grandparents in South Dakota was out in the country. There's this small white country church with a steeple. Right next to it was a cemetery. What a contrast. A message of life and hope, the reality of death. 50 years I've conducted many funerals, and they seem to have been increasing as I get older, moved up here And it is obvious that the last enemy to be destroyed is death. And so at the end of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul carries out this picture of the difference that Jesus' resurrection makes from the dead makes in our lives and our death. He says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery." This is something that's only grasped by faith. What is the mystery? We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Favorite picture of the Bible for death is sleep. You go to sleep at night, you wake up in the morning. You die, you wake up with Jesus. But when? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, judgment day. The trumpet shall sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be all changed. This perishable body, your body is in accord with, I think it's one of the laws of Newton, is falling apart. Get older, the process seems to hasten. All of these things that are happening to us are a reminder of the perishable body that we have. But this perishable body will become imperishable in the day of resurrection. This mortal body, scientists, medical people can't figure out, it seems that we're programmed to die. And so death comes, but the day of the resurrection, this mortal body will put on immortality. It is the death of death through Jesus' resurrection that brings change. For death is swallowed up in victory. Every funeral, the day of our death, we are reminded that the sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. Sin causes not only physical death, but eternal death in the lake of fire. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. What a difference a day makes. The day of Jesus' resurrection, the day of our resurrection. And what a difference that makes for us right here and now. Paul ends this resurrection chapter. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain." Not much you do is going to make any difference. 100 years from now, nobody's going to know or care. But what you do in the Lord, by faith, for the Lord, will make an eternal difference. When Jesus' friend Lazarus died, he told his sister Martha, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." And then he asked her, as he asked you, "Do you believe this?" The faith says, "Yes." Take time this Easter season to read in its entirety 1 Corinthians 15. Read it several times and rejoice in the fact of Jesus' resurrection of the body and the hope of our resurrection, as we confess in the Apostles' Creed, the resurrection of the body unto life everlasting. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Let us pray. My knowledge of that life is small. The eye of faith is dim. But 'tis enough that Christ knows all, and I shall be with him. Amen. We close with hymn 195, the first two stanzas.